think of all this stuff?
Well, what I thought was, you know, all the progressions of the chords, and while there was the dissonances, and it still all felt wonderful just to listen to. That's all. Just relax, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you take it all in, and it's fine. And even at this age, I love to hear it.
Right. We're talking here briefly with Irv Brodsky, who is the pianist on three of Big Spiderbeck's last four sessions, all the Victor dates of 1930, the two Hoagy Carmichael dates, and the last one that Bix made as a leader. This is Phil Schaap with Irving Brodsky. And what did the ensemble, well, you've been drinking in all this music that is the essential elements of your entire performance lifetime. You're an arranger, you're a pianist, you knew Bix Spiderbeck. Why don't you describe your listening today and what it meant to you and what you learned? You seem to be telling me you were taking a lesson, and I should tell people that you're 90 years of age, yet that must prove that you can learn at any time, and you're learning about your old colleague, Bix Spiderbeck.
Well, one thing is the sound, not the... you know, the old time, the CEG chords and all that, it's a lot of polytonality in it, and it makes a lot of sense. It's very cohesive. I love to listen to it.
Right. Do you remember, you used to tell me that Bix Spiderbeck would sort of like call you over to the side and then tell you something to sort of, that was the way he would inform you what he really thought. Do you remember that being his manner?
No, not at the moment.
That's an older story.
Now, a funny thing about Bix,
mm-hmm.
I think he was a bashful guy. He didn't seem to come forward, you know. He seemed to lurk, you know, in the background and just watch around with those big eyes that he used to have, you know, the bulging eyes right off his head, but... He was thinking a lot at the time, but he wasn't one, you know, to pound his chest. And, he was a regular guy, one of the boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a regular fella, and, you know, you've often... I was at your 90th birthday party last year, and you reminded us that, you know, that Bix was a bashful guy, but he had a lot on his mind. He did a lot of great things.
Well, a funny thing, for a fellow that never studied, how he got those things down, or somebody else wrote it down for him.
Mm-hmm.
But if this man had really some sort of musical background, now there's no telling where he would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he'd be even further than Mr. Gershwin said. And that's a lot.
Yeah, that's saying something. You, of course, were a contemporary and colleague of George Gershwin, and you hear Bix thinking along the same lines, but his way, too, and coming forward.
Well, speaking of Mr. Gershwin, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit also. I think he's one of the America's most famous of American composers.
Mm-hmm.
And... if he'd have lived longer, there's no... he might have gone even further. But, they're both geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of those geniuses that we don't know of.
Right.
That are lurking somewhere. So,
Did Bix Spiderbeck ever play any of those piano pieces for you?
No.
Do you think he should have used them on those record dates you were playing with him?
Oh, sure. I sure do.
Uh-huh. Well, he would have been the pianist there. Well, I'm you know, Irving Brodsky, who's talking with us by telephone right now on Bix Spiderbeck Radio, he has his own story to tell it, a successful music career, a remarkable pianist, albums and arrangements. And, you know, I know that your birthday is on April 3rd. I was wondering if we could suggest an Irving Brodsky birthday broadcast and have you under more comfortable surroundings with the records and discuss some of these things with us on your birthday. Would that be okay?
If I make it, I'd be happy to listen to it. It's kind of late now. One thing about Bix, we did sort of a college gig, you know, with the Dorseys at the time, and Stan King, if you remember Stan.
Yes, he was a percussion, multi-instrumentalist.
We finished up the date, and that was the last time that I saw Dick. About a week later, he had died.
Oh, dear.
That was the last time that I saw him.
Was that the Princeton engagement in June of 31, I guess? Do you remember going out to Princeton?
It might have been. Mm-hmm. I lost the ring that I had for my father's birthday. I left it on the piano where we worked, and I never got it back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that I didn't. But that's it. And,
mm-hmm.
and if there's anything I can tell you, or you can tell me a lot more, believe me.
Well, this phone connection doesn't really, I'm not quite sure what's, I remember you have a couple of different phones in your apartment, and this one isn't working out as well as the other, but we'd like very much to talk with you about you and do a little something. You know, you said you hope you make it to the birthday, and I know that you're at that advanced age, but I do note that it's only 4 weeks away, your 91st birthday, and we'd love to do a program with you, and I hope that we can either come to your apartment or maybe entice you uptown here for another one of those meals like we did for your 90th birthday last year.
Maybe so. And I'd be glad to do it.
Everybody? Oh, that'd be wonderful.
And let me say something about you.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a wonderful job, and I'm sure a lot of people have benefited with your knowledge of so many things in the past, long ago. And you should get the birthday too.
Well, my birthday is right after yours in April, and so maybe my birthday present will be spending your birthday with you, and that would be great.
Yeah, but you have my age.
Not even.
Not even. Just a couple of 40 years into Okay, Phyllis, nice to talk with you.
Absolutely.
You keep up the good work.
Will do.
Okay, now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Brodsky.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
It was my pleasure.
Radio. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, as you just heard, we had a very short phone call with Irving Brodsky, who has been listening. I can't swear that he's been listening for every minute, but I do know that I've been in contact with him since roughly 11:30 this morning, and that Irving Brodsky reheard the very same records that he was a part of. He is on Barnacle Bill the Sailor. He is on Rocking Chair. He is on Deep Down South, Walking in the Rain, and I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. He is on George on My Mind and Bessie Couldn't Help It. And as you can tell, at the age of 90, he's on the ball. I mean, he's using his ears. He's addressing this music not like, oh, I got to remember what I did 60 years ago. He's re-listening to it as it's happening on his radio, as many of us are also doing. And I don't know what time he's going to retire for the evening, but at 8 o'clock, we're going to play Dix and Andy Secrest, and if he has an opinion, I'd be glad to share it with you about which one plays the solo on Waiting at the End of the Road. But in my opinion, Irving Brodsky is one of the warm, amazing citizens of this earth who's done so much and continues to reflect upon it intelligently and to the benefit of younger people such as me who study at his feet. I will think of taking advantage of the near adjacency of our birthdays in early April to call on this senior statesman of the music. I know that he likes this neck of the woods for Chinese restaurants, and maybe we'll also have a broadcast and a birthday party for Irving Brodsky, whose 91st birthday lies just yonder on the 3rd of April. I'm Phil Schaap. This has been a surprise highlight of our Bix Beiderbecke birthday broadcast. Mr. Brodsky's telephone was at times adding a little dimension of sonic interference, but I think you got the message. He remembers Bix as a wonderful, regular kind of guy, somewhat bashful, but with the scope of genius, innate understanding of harmony beyond the three note chords of his generation, and we're all drinking it in and enjoying it. And Irving Brodsky has added so much. He's just 2 years older than Bix, and Bix would be 89 today, so that's something. In the meantime, I invite you to stay tuned. We return to the music of Dil Jones playing Bix Beiderbecke. This time we're going to hear the piano pieces, which are Candlelights, In the Dark, Flashes, and In a Mist. We'll hear them in that order.
Dil Jones takes Candlelights at an improved, slower tempo than the famous Jess Stacy version, although Jess insists that Vix did play it at a faster tempo. And I hope everyone's enjoying our little broadcast today on this, the Bix Beiderbecke birthday broadcast. I'm Phil Schaff. I'd like to thank Irving Brodsky, who is, like Bix, something of a reticent person, but he's certainly added a dramatic personal touch. Bix's piano player just talked to us, and I am deeply moved. And I go now to a pianist named Dil Jones playing Bix's piano pieces, Candlelights, In the Dark, Flashes, and In a Mist.